Good morning. My name is Olabode Ayodele, Assistant Professor of Epidemiology with the Department of Applied Sciences, Indiana State University. This morning, the title of this presentation is Relationship between Body Mass Index and Body Fat Percentage, estimated by bioelectrical impedance in a sample of college students. We all agree right now that obesity is a global public health challenge, and obesity and overweight has been found to be associated with chronic diseases, for example, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, hypertension, stroke, and certain forms of cancer. The health consequences range from increased risk of premature death to serious chronic condition that reduces the overall quality of life. Direct measurement of body fat requires sophisticated equipment. Also, it is time-consuming and very difficult in epidemiological studies. The body mass index is an important indicator of adiposity. It is recommended by World Health Organization as the most useful population level measure of overweight and obesity. Although BMI does not measure the percentage of body fat index, it has been found to be a fairly reliable indicator of body fat measures in most people. However, body mass index can sometimes over or underestimate adiposity depending on certain circumstances. For instance, for people that are very short, sometimes BMI is not a very good indicator. And also for athletes with lean muscles, it's not also a very good indicator of adiposity. And there are a lot of factors that have been found to play a key role, you know, that really confound the accuracy of using BMI. For example, ethnicity. You know, in Asian community, it has been found that BMI might not be a good predictor. So, BMI accuracy to detect body fat is also affected by age, gender, and ethnicity. Some studies have evaluated the accuracy of BMI in estimating body fat in comparison to more refined measures, such as bioelectrical impedance and dual energy absorptometry. That's DXA. Some findings, there have been mixed findings. Some studies have shown that BMI has low sensitivity in detecting obesity in general, while others have concluded that BMI was most inaccurate in detecting obesity among intermediate ranges of BMI, like between 24 and 27. Some studies have also revealed that BMI and body fat percentage have imperfect relationship, and some, in contrast, have justified a very strong association. So we have mixed results. And depending on the subpopulation, linear or curvilinear nature of the BMI body fat percentage relationship has also been described by other studies. And in view of the rising sedentary behavior among youth and middle-aged adults, and the health consequences associated with excess adiposity, adequate, accurate determination of overweight and obesity status has become very important. Objective. The purpose of our study was to assess the relationship between BMI and body fat percentage, and also to examine the influence of age and gender on this relationship in a sample of college students. So we actually asking two basic questions. What is the relationship between BMI and body fat percentage? And secondly, what is the effect of gender and also age on this relationship? It's a cross-sectional study, and it's a convenient sample of college students from a state university in Indiana. So we recruited these students from a couple of sections of a particular ed biostatistics class. So it's a convenient sample because they have to do a project every year. It's part of the competency, so they are required to do a project. So it's one of the projects they did for 2 years. So we looked at the data to be able to do this. So we gathered the data using a self-administered structured questionnaire. We assessed demographic variables such as age, gender, race, ethnicity, height, weight, body mass index, and body fat percentage. So we computed the body mass index from self-reported height and weight, and we categorized that based on the conventional cohorts. So we grouped them as underweight, normal weight, overweight, and obese. We used bioelectrical impedance analysis, BIE, method to estimate the body fat percentage. We actually used the home run. So we brought that to class for the students to use. It's a handheld device that they use to measure their body fat percentage. And it has been found to, this method has pretty much been found to be reliable compared to other standard measures, such as the DXA. Data analysis. We use SPSS version 22 to analyze the data. And we computed the correlation coefficient using Pearson, and also we did a multiple regression analysis to determine the influence of age and gender on the relationship. A total of 223 students. The average age is 20.9 and the standard deviation 4.39. The study sample BMI values range between 16.83 and 71.28. When we analyzed the data, we looked into that 71.28 and we went in to see the weight was 365, you know, for that particular participant. So, and they have a mean, we have a mean of 26.25 and a standard deviation of 6.67 for the whole group. Interestingly, 46.2% of the participants had BMI greater than 25. So, those 46.2% were overweight or obese. These are the participants' characteristics. We have dominantly female, you know, 81.2% of the population, female. And also, if you look at the BMI, like I said, we have almost 46.2% that are overweight and obese, and they are mostly, for the population, they are mostly non-Hispanic, and we have almost 67% of white included in the population. Relationship between BMI and body fat percentage. Overall, the study showed a strong and significant positive correlation. When we look at the whole population, our R, I mean the correlation coefficient, was 0.76 with the standard error of 5.87 between BMI and body fat percentage. Also, we look at male and female separately. A strong and significant positive correlation was also observed in both male and female. In male, 0.68, and in female, 0.79. And they were both statistically significant, with a standard error of 3.8 in female and 5.36 in male. Now, this is just the multiple regression analysis for changing BMI for age and gender. This was, we did this generally, and we included all the BMI, age, and gender in the module. If you realize at this point, the R is 0.89, which indicates a very strong, significant correlation. And also, let's look at the BTEC, 0.798 for BMI, for age 0.11, and for gender 0.469. They were all statistically significant looking at the p-values. Now the effect of age and gender on the BMI and body fat percentage relationship. Age and gender were significant predictor variables in the regression models. Our p is less than 0.001. Gender contributed more effects to the BMI body fat percentage relationship over, gender contributed more effect over age. This is a multiple regression analysis result for change in body fat percentage with BMI for male. And you will see that the R is 0.85. And this is for the female. It's for the female. Let me go to the discussion, which is very important. In this study, we sought to answer two questions. What is the relationship between body mass index and body fat percentage? And two, what is the effect of age and gender on the relationship? Our study confirmed a significant positive relationship between BMI and body fat percentage, and the results of this study are consistent with findings of similar studies. Now, some studies have been conducted to look at the relationship between body mass index and body fat percentage in different populations, and the results are mixed depending on the population in question. If you look at the literature for studies that have been conducted among college students, our findings correlate, consistent with the findings of those studies. But there are some studies that are being conducted in other populations. For example, in the Asian population, we realized in those studies that BMI is a very poor indicator of adiposity in that population. So it actually depends on the population. The findings show that age and gender on BMI and body fat percentage relationship, they have effect on body fat percentage, and also the gender has more effect when you look at the female and the male. So this has also been consistent with the findings of other studies. We have a stronger relationship between body mass index and body fat percentage among females compared to males. So when we look at other studies that have been conducted, we realize that we have consistent results with that. There are some limitations to be considered when, interpreting the findings of these studies. We use the self-reported measure. So how truthful these students are is a question. So for future studies, it might be better, if possible, to really weigh the students and get their height so that we can be sure of the height and weight so we can have an accurate BMI. Also, the students are dominantly female, so that might be another factor that could limit the findings of these studies. And also, we are unable to control some of the BIA, bowel electrical impedance analysis measurement prerequisites. Sometimes you are required to fast for about 3 hours, and not involving rigorous physical activities so that to have a very good result of the bowel electrical impedance analysis. So we were unable to control for that. However, despite this limitation, the study findings were comparable to other study that has been conducted in controlled subject sample. Finally, our study indicates that BMI strongly correlates with body fat percentage estimated by bowel electrical impedance in this sample of college students. and the correlation could be influenced by age and gender. Our result therefore supports the importance that is very important when using BMI to take into consideration age and gender, because currently, as recommended by World Health Organization, actually in most cases we don't really take into consideration age and gender when you say, what is your BMI, what is my BMI. So it's very study therefore recommends that it's very important when using BMI to take into consideration age and gender. Thank you. Any question? Any question?
Linear.
We inspected that before we use the linear correlation to do that. It's linear.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. But I mean, I'm interested in seeing how far the outliers are or where the outliers are.
Okay, in this, when I look at the scatter plot, we have very little outliers. And the average age, if you look, there's very little variance looking at the age of these students, because the average is 20.9. And when I look at the range of the students, we have, these are sophomore, so we have limited outliers there. I think I have that plot somewhere, but I didn't put it here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Any other questions?